Midwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about reincarnation and spring. A friend recently asked me to do a short feature on reincarnation, and I thought, what better time than the spring equinox, the annual celebration of rebirth? Reincarnation means to re-enter the flesh. It is the belief that the soul leaves the body at death and is then reborn into another body to begin a new life, just like the earth in spring. We tend to think of reincarnation as a belief held in Eastern religions like Buddhism and Hinduism, but reincarnation was a standard belief in all ancient cultures. This may have been because our ancestors understood that they were earthbound creatures of the earth, like all other living beings. They also believed that spirit lived on after the death of the body. And so, being of the earth, where would spirit go when the body died, but remain on earth? The bodies of the living periodically died, and their spirits moved on to inhabit other bodies, sometimes a human body, sometimes an animal or a plant, but always continuing to inhabit the earth, their home. The ancient Norse peoples revered the great cauldron of rebirth, the womb of the mother goddess, from which the dead were continuously reborn. Scandinavians also believed in Orlog, similar to karma, where what happens to a person in this life is shaped by what that person did in a previous life. Irish lore is rich in folk tales about reincarnation and give us a window on the world view of the Celts. The legend of Tuan MacCarroll tells of this descendant of kings who lived through a series of incarnations. At the end of his life, he fell asleep and awoke as a stag. Reaching old age, he slept again and awoke this time as a boar, and then as a hawk, and finally as a salmon in a river, where he was eventually caught. He was carried to the castle, roasted and served to the queen, who ate him all herself. Then, after a time, she gave birth to him, and he became a human once again. Other examples of Western belief in reincarnation came from such Greek philosophers as Plato and Pythagoras. Echoing common beliefs, Plato wrote that while in the underworld, the spirits of the dead chose their bodies for their next lives. And Pythagoras said the soul wandered from incarnation to incarnation, sometimes as a human, sometimes as an animal. From Jewish tradition, we learn that in one of the forgotten books of the Bible, Adam offered to God a sacrifice of his own blood, saying, "Be favorable to me every time I die, and bring me to life once more." Even early Christians had a belief in reincarnation, that is, until the church in the 3rd century declared reincarnation to be a heresy. Perhaps another reason our ancestors believed in reincarnation was because they felt physically and spiritually connected to the annual cycle of the seasons. The earth herself appeared to die each winter, and yet she came back to life each spring. The trees shed their leaves and seemed to lose all life, and yet the same tree put forth new green buds with the arrival of spring. Flowers withered and died in the fall, and leapt into new blossoms with the rebirth of spring. Birds returned to sing, and animals emerged from their burrows, and this resurrection of life happened every spring when the earth was reborn. Our ancestors may have reasoned that if humans were also of the earth, why shouldn't they return as well after the dormancy of winter and of death? Why shouldn't the eternal spirit of life revitalize them and give them rebirth, just as it did to the rest of the earth and its beings? We don't have to die to experience reincarnation of spring. Every lifetime has a new opportunity, but so is every year, every day, and every moment. And so, as we celebrate the ever-returning spring, may you celebrate your own rebirth, your own reincarnation. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.